Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just 10 bucks. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. Let's look at these alleged power rankings ESPN put out for baseball as we head into the weekend. And we'll look at some of the big games going on tonight, Saturday, Sunday. So the worst team in the league is the Nationals. And they had series wins over the A's and Mets. And remember, they got the first pick in the 23 draft. At least they think they do. It could be in jeopardy. They've had it twice before. And you remember with Strasburg in 09 and Harper in 2010. They are awful, though. They pounded the Cardinals on Thursday. Pirates are 29th, coming off that sweep by the Mets on Wednesday. They are just dying for the season to end. The only thing worth watching is O'Neill cruise missiles. He hits home runs, but he doesn't get on base much, 29% of the time. Cabrian Hayes is even worse, 25% of the time. The A's are 28th. Every time I see them playing in the Astros in Oakland, I think, what a dump. They're in jeopardy of their first 100-loss season since 79. The Tigers are 27th. They're going to have, it looks like, the lowest run total for a full season since 1920. That's how awful they are. The Reds are 26th. At least they beat the Cubs on Thursday. Kansas City is 25. Hey, they won a game on Thursday. Very impressive. They're on pace to avoid 100 losses. They avoided 100 losses for its first 35 seasons before finally having over 100 losses in 2002. The Rockies are 24th, and they have the second highest ERA in baseball at 5.29 and the lowest strikeout rate, 16%. By the way, their road ERA is 4.94, the fifth worst in baseball. The Marlins are 23. All they have is Sandy Alcantara. The Cubs are 22nd, and they're so bad I don't even want to talk about them. The Angels are 21st. All they have is Mike Trout hitting home runs every day, and Ohtani for that matter. And then everything else is so boring and anemic, you can't even discuss it. Although they did get on a nice clip of winning 8 of 12. They can usually win games when Trout and Ohtani are in the lineup together, which they were in those 12 games. Texas is 20th. You know, for the week, they just hit 203, and they had an on-base percentage of 55%. In 7 games. The Red Sox are 19th. Some people think the Red Sox are still in it. Like, in terms of a wild card, they were 10 back on Thursday. They're not in anything. Arizona is 18th. They've actually played pretty well lately. They beat Webb, Johnny Cueto, Dylan Cease, Aaron Nola, Brandon Woodruff. I mean, that's pretty impressive. By the way, Zach Gallen is an absolute badass. The Giants are 17th. They finished off August with a 7-game losing streak. Then they started September by sweeping the Phillies. But then the Dodgers roughed them up. The White Sox are 16th, and they're starting to get better pitching, you know, to go with Johnny Cueto, who's been good. Lance Lynn is finally pitching well. Dylan Cease has been pitching good the entire season. Since the beginning of June, Cease was 9-4 over 17 starts going into his start on Thursday night in Oakland. He missed a no-hitter by one out on September 3rd against the Twins. Speaking of the Twins, they're ranked 15th. Their problem is the Yankees just beat their ass every time they play them, basically. They're so streaky. You know, mid-August, the Twins won 4 straight. Then they lost 6 straight. Then they won 5 straight. Then they lost 4 of 5. I mean, my God. The Orioles are 14th. I think it's going to be tough for them to get a wild card. They were 4.5 back on Thursday. Cleveland is 13th, but they haven't played well. Over 15 games from August 20th to September 6th, they got shut out 5 times, if you can believe it. Number 12 is the Brewers. How about yesterday? They were down 1-0 and were able to steal a 2-1 win over the Giants in the first game of a doubleheader in Milwaukee as Corbin Burnes struck out 14. The Phillies are ranked 11th. As of yesterday, the Phillies had tied with the Padres for the last 2 wildcard spots. The Padres are ranked 10th. How about earlier in the week when Juan Soto was getting booed by Padre fans at Petco, and then by later in the week he had a shoulder contusion after getting beamed. It was a fastball to the upper part of his back, and he exited a game. Toronto is ranked 9th. How about Bo Bichette with 4 home runs in 2 days? Over his last, like, 18 games, Bichette was batting .406 with a 46% on-base percentage and .725 slugging percentage. And in those games, Toronto went 11-6. Seattle is 8th. I couldn't believe they blew that game on Wednesday that they led 4-0 and lost 9-6 to the White Sox. They got lit up in the late innings. The M's are on pace for the 4th best bullpen ERA in their history. They had a 6-0 road trip to Detroit and Cleveland. The last game was an 11-inning win that had a 5-hour rain delay, and they still got it done. Tampa is ranked 7th. They don't have Wander Franco back, though. He still had problems with his health. They've had no Zunino, no Kiermaier. They've both been out with injuries. Brandon Lau has played in only 61 games, and yet somehow they keep winning. They really are a trip. The Yankees are ranked 6th, and that's because Aaron Judge has 55 home runs going into their game last night against the Twins. The Cards are 5th. How about Pujols? He's at 695. He only needs 5 more. How about Yadi Molina hitting 2 home runs on Thursday? The Braves check in at number 4. How about Spencer Strider? He had 16 strikeouts in a win over the Rockies. 10 times in 12 starts that he's allowed 1 run or no runs. Strider's got to be the rookie of the year. The Mets are ranked 3rd because of their pitching, and Scherzer's not even pitching right now. DeGrom's still filthy, and so is Diaz out of the pen to close the door every night. The Astros are ranked 2nd. Verlander's throwing again. How about the debut for Hunter Brown, the right-hander? He went 6 scoreless innings, allowed just 1 ball off the barrel of the bat. He averaged 96 miles an hour with a 4-seamer. He had it all going. The Astros might actually use Brown out of the bullpen in the playoffs. And the Dodgers are obviously ranked 1 because they're better than everyone else and deeper. All they do is win. They were in trouble up 4-3 on the Giants on Wednesday when Max Muncy drilled a 3-run shot to deep right field to finish off San Francisco. They always find a way to get the W's, don't they? So here's the deal for the weekend. The Cardinals are playing in Pittsburgh, and they got Michaelis going against Contreras. tonight. That one starts early, by the way, at 6:35 after Coast to Coast. The Red Sox play the weekend in Baltimore at Camden. Bello against Voth Friday night. Rays, Yankees in the Bronx. Rasmussen against Montas tonight. Dodgers, Padres at Petco should be good. May against Clevenger this evening. Giants, Cubs at Wrigley. The Giants are so burned out and played two in Milwaukee on Thursday. Had to play today at Wrigley. Mets, Marlins this evening, 6:40 East. Cabrera will go for Miami. No one yet for the Mets. Nats, Phillies, Corbin and Syndergaard there at Citizens. Jays are in Texas for the weekend. Stripling against Dunning tonight. Angels, Astros at Minute Maid. Lorenzen for the Angels. McCullers for the Astros. Reds, Brewers in Brewtown. Alexander will go for the Brewers. Lodolo for the Reds. The Guardians play in Minnesota. Quantrill against Bundy tonight. Tigers, Royals are in Kansas City. Wentz and Lynch there. Diamondbacks are in Rado against the Rockies. Davies for Arizona. Marquez for the Rockies. Braves are in Seattle. That should be an awesome series. The Fisherman, Charlie Morton, going for the Braves against the Cy Young winner, Robbie Ray for the M's. And the White Sox, A's. Play again at the Ashtray in Oakland. Giolito against Caprillion. Those series will continue all weekend. The Sunday night game is the Giants and Cubs at Wrigley, of all things. What could be worse than that? The bottom line is, at the end of the day, you know, I think Tampa, Seattle, and Toronto are getting those wild cards in the American League. I just think the O's and Twins are too far back. So are the White Sox. The White Sox have to win the Central, and that's going to be hard to do because they never seem to get it done. And in the National League, the Brewers have a shot of catching San Diego and Philly, but it's not going to be easy. Atlanta's going to make it into the playoffs no matter what, and they deserve to be there. Remember, they won the World Series, and they're going to be a tough out again this time. Baseball all weekend. You know what happens. Tons of college football and pro football.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.